How many of you love Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Culture. You know, sometimes when you hear the word culture, you think of a primitive civilization, or you may think of a different nationality. Automatically, when we say the word culture, many times we think, again, of a foreign country. When you were born, you began to learn your culture. And you learned that culture from who? From your parents. Now, is it true or not true that organizations or ministries, even churches, have a culture? It's very true. But you don't have parents necessarily in this organization, so how do you learn the culture? Well, you learn the culture primarily through leadership development. You learn it by way of conferences like this and seminars. You learn it by the relationships you build with people that are part of that organization. So when we talk about culture, we have to understand that Royal Rangers, we have a culture. And there's a process for teaching it, but who defines that culture? That culture, of course, has to be defined by the purposes of the ministry, again, rooted in the ministry, and they're defined from that, and they come out of that. And so then we go through a process of educating our current and our new leaders in regard to our culture. Let's look at the first paragraph of the article on culture. Let's read the definition together of culture according to Daft. And this, of course, is a definition of culture as it relates primarily to organizations. It says it's the set of values, guiding beliefs, understandings, and way of thinking that are shared by members of an organization and are taught to new members as correct. When agreement surrounding our culture in Royal Rangers is very high, when we agree on the values we espouse and the things we say we believe, when our agreement on those values is high, our culture is strong. When our agreement is low, our culture is weak. Why is this important? Very simply because where culture is strong, influence is great. And where culture is weak, influence is... Now you guys, I know I took on the hardest responsibility of the day, coming in right after lunch, but you guys are going to have to show me some love, okay? When agreement is on values is very high, our culture is strong. And when our agreement on our cultural values is weak, our influence is low. It's weak. And where there is high agreement, there is strength. How many of you want Royal Rangers to be influential and effective? Then we have to come to a clear understanding of a number of things in order for that to happen. So let's jump into it. Our identity, I said, has to be drawn from our mission. Identity must be drawn from mission, because we do not want to confuse mission with methodology. We want our identity to also be drawn from mission. We have to draw our identity from mission. When we draw our identity from the wrong place, bad things happen. And let me just illustrate that. If we draw our identity from methods, and then the methods fall on hard times because they either become ineffective or not embraced, then we have an identity crisis. True? But let's say we say, okay, let's base our identity by associating ourselves with someone else. If our identity comes from association with another, and as long as they're popular in the public opinion, and as long as that association or that organization with which we're associating is growing, then guess what? We're going to be on the tails of that organization, and we're going to be flying high. But when the organization starts coming down, the opposite is also true. Again, if we identify our culture or root our culture in methods that change, our identity is going to shift around. If we root our identity in association with another organization, then when that either is popular or not popular, then we suffer the ups and downs of public opinion regarding that. So the point is, what is the unchanging thing that we root our identity in? It's our mission. And we've already said our mission is in perfect alignment with God's Word. True? So our identity has to come from mission. And you say, why are you taking time to talk about the basics? Because the reality is I want a strong culture. And culture will only be strong if we agree first and foremost on our identity. There's no reason to talk about values that we should espouse and embrace if we don't agree on our identity. So let's hit it head on. Are we a military organization? Do we have any problems with the military? Absolutely not. Are we Boy Scouts? So what's wrong with associating with them? Nothing per se. They're great institutions. But if our identity is rooted in the Boy Scouts, when they go up, we can ride their coattails. But when they come down, so will we. Thank you. Am I getting too honest here? It's getting quiet. But I hope you can understand that if our identity is rooted in mission, then we will have a solid identity and we will be able to move forward. When we draw our identity from mission, our behaviors will be identified and aligned with our mission. But when our identity is drawn from mission or from method rather than mission, then our actions will also line up with method. Methods equal programs. Mission equals ministry. Do we want to be a program or do we want to be a mission? We want to be a ministry, do we not? So let's just come to agreement on what we are. What is Rural Rangers? Wow, thank you. What is Rural Rangers? It's ministry. We are ministry to future men. We went back while we were doing the assessments and we tried to go back to historically. What are we, where do we come from and why was this program created? Was it created to be the best campers? Was it created to be the best military preparatory organization? No, it was created to be a mentoring ministry for future men. And that is our identity, is it not? We are a ministry to future men. I said, we are a ministry to future men. And that is our identity. And hey, the boot fits, so let's wear it. How about it? Now, here's what I hope that you can help me with, because you know I've been asked, like all of you, when I go out to a restaurant or something and I'm wearing my uniform, I've been asked, okay, cool uniform. They look around trying to figure out what we are, and they finally see the Rural Ranger emblem and they say, so what's Rural Rangers? All right, give me two, real quick, one or two of your answers. Quick. Okay, help me out. Christian Boy Scouts. Okay, see the variety of answers? None of them are all exactly right or wrong. There's the answer. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to help me, and let's come up with a specific answer. Instead of associating ourselves with method, like camping, rather than associating ourselves in our identity when we tell people who we are in association with, like, the scouts, let's identify ourselves in mission, and let's start telling them we are a ministry to future men. And if you're talking to a secular audience and you prefer not to use the word ministry, that's acceptable, and you can say we are a program for future men and boys, a mentoring program for future men and boys, or for men and boys. You see how all of a sudden now we're not associated with method, we're not associated with another organization, we are associated with our mission. And then go on and just say, you know, and the way we do this mentoring of boys and young men is that we create a hands-on, highly relational, fun environment where we offer character and servant leadership education. And you can see that right on your first page of the Culture magazine, that bullet line there. What is our identity? We are a ministry to future men. And how do you do it? We offer character and servant leadership education in a highly relational and fun environment. I have been trying this out for about a year and a half now, and it is working really good. And here's the thing, when we do that, then we are associating ourselves with our mission, and we will begin to align ourselves in our action with our mission, and culture, we now have the ability of creating a very strong culture. And how many of you believe we need a very strong culture in Royal Rangers? It starts when we identify ourselves clearly in our mission. Our identity must be built into our mission. Now, when we do this, there's going to be a powerful, powerful effect on the Royal Rangers ministry. And I have asked the help of the executive committee to help me. Jim, if you can take charge here. We know what will happen with Royal Rangers if we build a strong culture. We know the kind of ministry that we can become. And Jim is going to help us out here. Jim? It's going to take the rest of the afternoon.
Where's Dave Franklin? You ready? All right, well, there are several missing, but we'll fill in. Royal Rangers will be the premier, most sought-after ministry, church ministry for the next generation of men in America, period.
Amen.
We will be affordable and practical so that every family and church can participate. As we grow, we will remain quick and responsive to learn and adapt to our ever-changing society.
Personal and spiritual growth will be fun, hands-on, and experiential. Friendships will charge our ministry atmosphere.
Men will be eager to be trained to mentor young men in Christ-like manhood. Young men will be empowered to assume leadership of Royal Rangers, making it a boy-led, adult-facilitated ministry.
We will reach every boy and young man by creative methods. Every ranger will be eager to serve a God-given cause greater than self.
Amen. Amen.
To be associated with the Royal Rangers ministry.
Amen. Now, is that the kind of ministry you'd like to be associated with? Absolutely. And that can happen if we get some very important fundamentals aligned in our ministry. And part of that is establishing our identity clearly in our mission. We need a high level of agreement in the values of our ministry so that we can be influential and strong. And it starts when we have a clear understanding of our identity. We are not identifying ourselves with mission, with anything but mission. We don't identify with method or with different organizations. We are who we are. We go up or down based on our own merit. Amen? Amen. And so what are we? We are a mentoring ministry to future men. Say it with me. We are? You guys are getting better. We are a mentoring ministry for future men. Do we have high agreement on that?
Yes.
I said, do we have high agreement on that?
Yes.
Because if we are identifying ourselves with mission, we are moving forward on a strong foundation. So what kind of mentoring values should we have? Let's look at them here on page 44 in your 45 in your magazine. We need a very, very strong culture and agreement on these values. Let's look at them. There's three subsets of values, but to summarize all of them, it's this. We are a ministry with a environment, with a culture of excellence. How many of you believe, Royal Rangers, we are an excellent ministry? The professionalism that we've sought for, we have. Amen? We are an excellent ministry. And that's the kind of culture we want, is a culture of excellence. First off, we want, as it says in the book there, we want personal excellence. And look what it says in that first paragraph. Leaders with small egos, coupled with a very strong will to do whatever it takes to achieve ministerial success. That's personal excellence, saying, yeah, I don't need a big ego here. I'm a servant. I'm going to get in here, and I'm going to you know, I'm going to pursue personal excellence myself, whatever it takes to make this ministry successful. And in that sense, leaders are Christ followers. They are mentors, they're servant leaders, they're team players, and they're faithful. You know what? It's your personal example. I said it earlier. You and I will never produce the kind of future men that we hope to develop. We will develop the kind of future men we are today. Which means if I, you know, let me ask you this. If I want an apple, am I going to find one under an orange tree? But sometimes that's the way we... No, thanks. Appreciate it, Richard. But sometimes we think that in the spiritual life, I can have poor character and produce high character individual young men. It doesn't work that way. So our ministry has to be based in personal excellence, rooted in a vibrant, authentic relationship with Christ. It's having this personal hunger for God. It's being a real mentor. It's having a servant's heart. It starts with you and me. And that's the kind of culture we want, a culture of excellence, individual excellence, personal excellence. The second there in your book says a culture of leadership excellence. It says a ministry that contagiously shapes new and current members to think and act like authentic servant leaders. And it says that first off, we are missional, meaning again, we're rooted as an organization in our mission, not our methodology. Jesus was a missional leader. He was a missional leader. He said to the Father, he says, "Not my will, but your will be done." He wanted God's mission to be accomplished through his life. And that's the kind of leaders we need to be, missional leaders. Going on there in the book, it says a learning organization. We need to be a learning organization, constant willingness to change, constant willingness to say, how can we become more influential, more effective? Jesus was a learner. Didn't expect to get any amens on that because that may be a new concept, but what's the Bible says? It says, Jesus says, "I do nothing unless I see the Father do it first." Jesus was constantly wanting to learn what the Father had up his sleeve. Father, what are you thinking? Father, what are you feeling in this situation? He was a learner, and we need to be learners as well, saying, Father, what do you want Roll Rangers to be? He wants us to be more influential, more effective. Jesus was a learner. We need to be learners as well. Thirdly, we want to, as an organization, be a relational organization. And Jesus was relational. That's why he said, "I will go and I will give." Jesus gave his life, all his life. He gave so that he could love me and you, show you and me his love. Jesus was the prime example of a highly relational leader. Let me tell you something. This is the kind of organization we need, an organization that's very missional, learning organization, and a relational organization. Third, we need a culture of ministerial excellence. This is probably something that you've read about when I've shared the Think One topics as I've traveled around the country. But these are the kind of excellence values we need in Roll Rangers constantly. We need to understand our purpose. Our purpose, as it says there, is evangelism and discipleship. Our message, it's rooted in the Word of God. Our power for ministry is exactly what Tim Enlow was talking about. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we minister. Our call, we receive our call from God. Are there any God-called men in the room? Amen. Absolutely. We are God-called, which means if God calls us, we cannot choose how we express that call. Just try to join the armed forces and fight the battle how you want. God has called us, so when he calls us, then we express that call his way. Finally, or continuing there, we want to have a ministry of community. We need to have this community that loves extravagantly because, again, as we talked about this morning, love, it's a motive, it's a method, it's powerful. When our community loves, then the world knows that we love God. Finally, we have to have discipline, and our chief discipline is prayer. Amen. Bottom line is here, we have to be careful in Roll Rangers because we have mastered our techniques, we've mastered our methods, but those are not our guiding posts. Our guiding post is what we describe right here. What is our purpose? That is unchanging. What is our message? It's from the Word. All of these things. We can master the techniques, but we need to allow ourselves the freedom to follow the Lord. Allow ourselves to be able to create this culture of excellence. So bottom line is this. We need to have a very strong culture of excellence. Excellence as it relates, again, to our own personal character, our organization, and our ministry. You're going to take time, I know, after council to read these articles more carefully. But if we don't take time to identify with each one of these, I want to encourage you, when you're back in personal time, go through that list and attach to each one of them an action that you're going to do. In order to be that authentic Christ follower, what is it the Lord would have you do? Because these values, many of them are already exhibited in our ministry, but the question comes down, am I exhibiting them? And so as a result, even I have gone through this list meticulously, and I continue to go through it. Lord, okay, I know you want to have an authentic relationship. You want me to display that. What can I do? And I try to attach personal action to those because, hey, if we don't live these values, if they're just a creed on a paper, they're not going to affect our ministry. And this culture, it becomes contagious. How many of you want to be carriers of a very strong, very influential culture that just creates this power in our ministry? I'm not convinced. How many of you really want to be carriers? Then you're going to have to go through and make it a matter of prayer. Lord, this is the kind of ministry you've called me to. This is the kind of ministry we want to create. So, Father, help me to build this kind of ministry or this culture of excellence, because that is the kind of ministry we want to build for Royal Rangers. Now, let's move into the next section on this, because the following page talks about five ways that we can shape culture. We've just talked about the fact that our identity has to come from our mission, and we have high agreement on that. Amen? Amen? We are a mentoring ministry for future men, and we do it by offering character and servant leadership education in a highly relational and fun environment. That's our identity. We've talked about our culture. Is there high agreement on the importance of these cultural values in the Royal Rangers ministry? Amen. Is there strong agreement? Yes. Okay. Then we have to take personal time to really make sure we're living them out. And then as organizational leaders, you have to take it up one more notch. And that is the responsibility to make sure in very real ways you are reinforcing that culture everywhere you go. That's how you become a carrier of this culture that we want to have, this culture of excellence. You've got to reinforce it everywhere you go. And where there's misalignment from our culture, then you have to reshape it. And so let's talk about five tools that will reshape it. But before we do that, I want to show you this video. And I have to tell you, we didn't create this video. It's on the website somewhere. Not our website. But it's going to offend you. But I want you to watch it.
For the stranger and to save all the little boys and girls. He's a friend to the pastor, and there ain't no one faster to solve all the problems in the world. When trouble comes, he gets you in his death-hold grip. There's a man who solves it with a roundhouse kick. Bad guys beware, he'll hit you like a ton of bricks. Who is this man? Royal Ranger. He's always ready to work, play, serve, obey, etc. He is courteous, obedient, spiritual, alert, clean, honest, courageous, and loyal. Royal Ranger. How's this guy so bad? It must be the total chip. So at the first sign of danger, you must call for the ranger, and the beard of justice will come for you. Coming soon to all channels.
Bill Jenkins.
At 7 every night. Forever. Rated RR for Royal Ranger.
So is that an example of somebody interpreting or shaping our culture? If we as organizational leaders take responsibility to shape our culture, then you know what happens? Then we have control of it. And so as organizational leaders, we cannot underestimate the value and the importance of us being proactive about shaping the culture of Rural Rangers, so that, here again, we're not identified so much with our methodology as our mission. You see, we have to shape this culture. We have to challenge our Ranger culture so that it is a ministry that's flexible, a ministry that's powerful, so that it can actually accomplish everything that God has in His heart for Rural Rangers to accomplish. But culture is something that we must shape, because if we don't shape it, then someone else will. And I don't know about you, but that video offends me. And so we just have to realize, and I struggled, do we show this video or not? But I want you to realize that we have to shape this Rural Rangers culture so that we are rooted not in our methodology, but clearly in our mission. Amen? So how do we do that? How do we shape culture? Look in your book. There's 5 points, and we're going to fly through them quickly because I know you can read, and you will follow up after this council and look at the details. But number one is example. Your example, your personal example, is the most important thing. So again, you have to attach personal action to the values that are listed there. If we're going to be a relational organization, then be friendly. Amen? Be the example. Be the value. And you know what? Here's the interesting thing. As you study culture in organizations, they tell us the best way to establish a culture in an organization is to act it out, even when at the beginning it feels like you're just pretending. So even if it's hard for you to go out of your way to relate to somebody, and young men in the outpost, go out of your way. Even if it's tough, press yourself, push yourself, get out there, because the values that we're espousing will only happen when we do it. If we're going to be an evangelistic ministry, if we're going to get out there and actually accomplish our purpose, guess what? You're going to have to get out there, as tough as it is, and start presenting the gospel to some young men. Amen? These are values. They will not be values as long as we say, okay, that sounds like a great ideal, I'll leave it in the book. It's got to be lived out. Men, we have to live this culture. It comes down to our example. And others are watching you. And if you are to be the carrier of culture, then you have to recognize people are watching you. Boys are watching you. And as an organizational leader, other leaders are watching you. So let's be carriers. It starts with our example. I cannot stress that enough. Second, how do we celebrate? The way we celebrate things also can reinforce culture, or it can reshape culture. So when you honor people, make sure you're honoring the values that are part of this ministry. When you find a man who, like, let me just say Randy, his name just slipped me. Randy down in Texas. Randy Wood, thank you. Where you at, Randy? Sorry, I forgot your last name. I've known you a long time. It's like when I got up to introduce my mom one time, I said, I couldn't remember my mom's name. You know, you don't go around calling your mom by her first name. You do? So I got up, I was nervous, I was like, Mom Marsh. Randy. You know, Randy is the one that spearheaded the entire national prayer vigil. And when you honor people, either as simple as that, or you do ceremonies, focus in on the value system the value set that exemplifies or embodies, and champion it and say, Randy is a man who embodies the value of this ministry, of the discipline of prayer. He has understood this, and he has championed it, and he has led the way. Prayer is the chief discipline of this ministry, and take time to honor in a way that reinforces our value sets. So the way you celebrate is a way of reinforcing or reshaping culture. Third, stories. The kind of stories you tell will either speak of the future and the direction we're going, or it will be a throwback to the past. Stories will either reinforce the value, or it will redirect to a different direction. Choose stories very carefully. Any pastor, any public speaker knows the illustrations you choose really have to be very strong in illustrating your point. Otherwise, the story can go in the wrong direction. So stories that you share, legends, whether they're real or not, when the stories you tell reinforce those cultural values, you're reinforcing the culture in our ministry. Fourth, symbols. Symbols can be things like the influence more effectively. It can be the banners that we've got. Any kind of symbol, including our ranger emblem, our very uniform. All of these symbols can reinforce culture. So use them wisely. Language, the last one. Language is also a way to reinforce culture. Coming up with sayings such as, all minds will be mined, which is the saying we keep using over and over to say, we want your ideas, we want your input, because we are a learning organization, and as we question, learn, and change, we want everyone to have a mechanism for sharing their ideas. All minds are mined. And so use slogans and sayings. Use music. How many of you liked that new song that was introduced? Isn't that awesome? The guys that did that just did an excellent, excellent job. And if you didn't like it, go make another one yourself. Jump in on that competition. I'd just love to see some of you guys in a music video. Let me just conclude with this comment. As we reshape if necessary, or reinforce Roll Rangers culture, we are not trying to create a separate culture from the church. All of the values that we discussed very briefly, all those values in the magazine, all of them are consistent with church culture. Thank you, Ryan. We're not trying to create an independent ministry out here. We're not wanting to be the, quote, Lone Rangers. We're not trying to be a subset or a subculture in the church. We want to be part and parcel of the lineup of ministries in a local church. We want to fit in. We want to be a part of that. We don't want to be, at odds within a ministry. We want to be part and parcel of it. And so our cultural values are all very rooted in what every church ministry should espouse as their cultures, their cultural values. We want to be part and parcel of what God is doing. And then you might say, well, then what makes Roll Rangers unique? I'll tell you what will make us unique is we're men. And we're not going to talk about these values. We're going to do them. That's what Jesus said. Let your works so shine before men that they may see it and rejoice in God. That's the difference, is we're actually going to live them out. Amen? And so as we do this, Roll Rangers culture will be strong. And where the culture is strong, we will just gain this incredible momentum in our ministry, because where culture is strong, influence is also very strong. So men, we've probably not ever had a discussion on ranger culture in the past. Anybody had a discussion on ranger culture in the past? It's overdue. Let's spend time when you leave this council looking through that article, praying through it, and let's have a culture of excellence rooted in a clear identity born from our mission. Amen?